Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Let me check the forecast for this week in Detroit. That's where the Pirates head next after losing 3 of 4 to the first place Cubs. Doesn't get any easier, because here comes the team that's been the success story in all of baseball, the Tigers, that have parlayed what they did at the end of last year into a very successful start to 2025. Tomorrow, 85 degrees and a low of 65. No rain in the forecast. That is your Fan weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. That voice you heard coming back belonged to Aaron Rodgers. You guys know that by now. You know my voice, hopefully, by now. I've been doing this 15 years in town. Malzy is off. He's on vacation. Malzy goes on vacation the day after the U.S. Open, and I'm the one that's getting called out as not a big golf fan. Okay. Malzy said, the heck with breaking down the U.S. Open the next day. I'm here. I'm rattling off stats and facts and statistics about U.S. Opens. He's gone. Pomp wasn't here today. So I'll put my golf bona fides on the table. Intern Dom is here because Donnie is also on vacation, but Donnie doesn't masquerade as a big-time golf guy, so that's fine. Aaron Rodgers, Brooke Pryor, Steelers insider, who I saw at Oakmont this week, pitching in, doing double duty, told SiriusXM NFL Radio that Rodgers brings a different energy to the Steelers and that it's a much welcomed energy when compared to the phony energy that the Steelers had with Russell Wilson last year. What Mark Schlereth, the ex-Bronco offensive lineman, termed toxic positivity, because he always went glass half full. There was never any constructive criticism with him. Everything was always great, even as the team was free-falling at the end of the year. So Aaron Rodgers comes in, and Aaron Rodgers is more cut from the Ben Roethlisberger cloth, where he's more willing to tell it like it is. Now, I have been anti the Aaron Rodgers signing for one reason that stands above all else. I don't think he's a very good quarterback anymore. I think he's too old. I think if this were happening even 2 or 3 years ago, I would have been streaking in the Strip District. I would have been so excited about it. Now I'm very against it because I watched him in New York last year, and a lot of Steelers fans either have selective amnesia where they've forgotten those bad games in New York, or they've decided to blame the Jets for everything that went wrong with Aaron Rodgers in New York. Okay, you're spinning it as a fan because that's what a lot of fans do. They always want to believe that their team has a shot and is going to be good. Fine. I get it. I don't do that as a fan, but I'm going to call fans out for fanning that way, but that's just not the way I do it. I do, though, want to bring up something with Aaron Rodgers that I haven't said before. And I haven't said it before because the light bulb honestly didn't go on until Saturday night. So I'm sitting around with my wife. We're troubleshooting this horrible bee situation that we had at our house this weekend. Did you know about this, Dom? We had her parents over. We were outside, and then out of nowhere, hundreds of thousands of bees showed up in my backyard and went to one of the trees, and they were flying everywhere. They ended up all coming together on this one, or actually two tree branches that I don't know how they got them to like stick together, but there were so many bees on it. The weight from the bees caused these branches of the tree to dip down almost to the ground, and they were like glued to this thing for several hours. But I was told by bee experts not to kill these bees or attack these bees, because these are actually good bees. They're not wasps. They're not hornets. They're honeybees. They do a lot of good. And so we were freaking out because we've got dogs. One dog's allergic, and we don't know if our daughter's allergic. It's not good for a 1.5-year-old to get stung by bees. Anyways, to wrap up that story, I didn't know this about bee migration. When the queen bee either dies or leaves, these bees are like lost. So they camped out at my house for like 3 hours. We went to the country club. We swam. We ate dinner. We come home. They're literally all gone. They're being, I would say, 500,000 bees in my backyard to zero in the span of 6 hours.
Where'd they go? What happened?
I don't know. They must have gone to another place where they thought they could nest or make a hive.
So they just invited themselves to your backyard for no reason and then left.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Hours later, I had an infestation of bees for about 6 hours.
I've always said, I think bees, there's an argument, they're the stupidest animal out there because they see all their bee buddies sting people, drop dead because of it, and then that bee goes, turns around, and does the same thing.
I think you're selling the honeybee very short, but I do like when you come up with these like zany opinions on things that you probably literally know nothing about. So
I see bees sting people and die because of it.
Yes, that's like one fact you have on bees. That's probably where your bee knowledge begins and ends.
If I saw you jump off a bridge, that's like me saying, oh,
I get it. Yes,
I think I should
try
that. I'm
not arguing that point with you, but like you've sworn off bees because of this one like act of valor they do where they sacrifice themselves and go on kamikaze missions. And you're like, once one of them does it, they should all be smart enough to adapt and evolve and never do it.
I
get it. I've thought the same thing at times, but I'm not just going to say that bees are a dumb creature because of that. You obviously think that this is now disqualifying bees in terms of insect intelligence.
It does.
All right, I get it.
It does.
I don't want to make this, though, the friggin' National Geographic hour on the station. We got our bees takes out there. I want to go back to Aaron Rodgers. So I'm sitting around with my wife Saturday night. I am not on Instagram, which is crazy in 2025, people tell me. I'm not on there because I already get distracted enough by Twitter, which is mostly about sports. And I feel like if you add Instagram on top of that, well, now I'm really consumed by social media. So I picked one. I stick with it. I don't do the other ones. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on TikTok. I'm not on any of these things other than Twitter. So she's on Instagram. And you know how Instagram is. People put Steelers posts on there. Some of them make it onto her radar. She found a post. I tried to get her to bring it back up today. She couldn't find it. She found a post on Aaron Rodgers that I thought actually made a lot of sense. And I want to give whoever came up with this credit, but I can't because she saw it, I think, on her story and then it was gone. Now, you can't like save those things, apparently. But the point is pretty much this. And this to me is, as someone that doesn't think Aaron Rodgers is going to work here, I have to at least say and concede this part of the argument. One of the things about Aaron Rodgers that perturbed me going into this process was that I thought he was going to make this all about himself. And he was going to create a huge distraction, a huge stir, and he was going to make a mockery of the Steelers. And look, you might still want to say that by dragging it out for as long as he did humiliate the Steelers in some ways. But a lot of the things we accused Aaron Rodgers of wanting to do to make him look bad, he didn't actually do. Like one of them was, this is a key one, one of them was, oh, he's going to hold up the Steelers for $40 million a year. He's going to make them pay market value and then some to play football here. And we ran with that and we ripped him for it. If he does that, if the Steelers sign him that contract, they're crazy. What's wrong with Rodgers? He signed for $13 million. So that was unfair in hindsight to rip Aaron Rodgers for that. The other thing that ended up being unfair was that he was going to do something very un-Steelers-like, and he was going to go to the McAfee show at the arena, or he was going to announce it on Pat's show, and he was going to do something that was like a, hey, look at me moment. This is not how the Steelers generally do business, but I don't care about how they've done things in the past. I'm Aaron Rodgers. And he didn't do that either. We got a message that went out. All the insiders jumped on it at the same time when we were at the Fan 5 alarm event on a Thursday afternoon. It just popped up out of nowhere. He didn't schedule a visit with McAfee and then put on a Steelers hat or start waving a terrible towel. So he didn't make it about himself. And then the last one was, and this one's the most debatable. This one is the one where I think like people, you know, you can, wise people, smart people can agree to disagree on it. He showed up for minicamp. And I was thinking he's going to drag this on and it's going to go all the way to training camp. It might even go into training camp. Well, he got the mandatory part of camp in. That was more than he did with the Jets last year. So I still, in the end, think he's going to be a bad quarterback here because of his age. He's an all-time great quarterback. People got mad at me because I said all-time he's better than Ben. I still believe that. If I'm picking one career, even though it's two Super Bowls to one, I'm picking Aaron Rodgers. And before you say, well, the Super Bowls are an end-all, be-all, so what does that mean? That, like, Ben had a better career than Dan Marino? It has to be factored in, but it shouldn't be the end-all, be-all. So Aaron Rodgers, I think, is better than Ben, even though it's close. He, for me now, is the greatest quarterback to ever put a Steelers uniform on. Now, he's not going to play that way here, but in terms of career resume, in a different life, in a time machine, I probably would have been all about the Aaron Rodgers signing if it happened at 38, 39 years old. But now he's 41. And I do want to give him credit for not making this so much a spectacle, which I thought he was going to do. So I think that's kind of, if this is like now the defunct off the air around the horn, if I was, what's the guy's name, Tony Reale? If I was him, I'd give Aaron Rodgers a couple of points here. Because some of the things that were getting said about him, like to rip him, ended up being false. And that's one of the things that gives media a bad name. And I understand that. But look, when you're in this business, when you're talking 4 hours a day or more, or on other shows, like, you have to speculate on things. So people jumped to conclusions on Rodgers, and they were wrong about that part of his signing with the Steelers. Pretty much the basic question I have for you on Aaron Rodgers is this at 412-928-9370. Are you coming around on him as a Steeler? Are you starting to accept it? Are you starting to come to terms with it? Are you starting to become more and more okay with it? Yes or no? And I'd love to hear your answers. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Here is Gary on the fan. Hello, Gary.
Hey, how you doing? I got bee talk for you.
Oh, great.
I'll tell you right up front that, yep, honeybees are legally protected, so you can't kill them.
And we didn't. They
and
left.
Also, they, yeah, I know. But I have them in my house. I've called two or three beekeepers.
Yeah.
Nobody's called me back. So
really?
They're so busy. And I'm just leaving them alone. One guy said, just leave them alone.
Oh,
one
so yours are still there? How long have yours been there for?
Oh, about 3 weeks. And the one day,
do you
they
have kids?
Were beginning to just swarm. There must have been 50,000, like you said.
That's what I mean. Do you have kids, Gary?
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. So that was the issue for me. I mean, I would have just, like, absolutely, like, not panicked if I didn't have an almost two-year-old and a dog that I've had to rush to the vet before because she's gotten stung by bees. People love bee talk, man. Randy's next. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hi, Randy.
Hey, my uncle raised bees, and...
Oh, you'd rather talk bees than Aaron Rodgers, too, huh? I'm all ears on bees.
I'll mention him real quick, but the queen either died or new queen, they'll follow her.
Oh, gotcha.
So, okay, the bees, if the human race was like the bees, it'd be a lot better off. Everybody has a job or they're out. They got guards, they got bees to keep the cold...
Yeah.
And
Dom's over here saying they're a stupid animal. I totally disagree with that because of what you just said.
No. Yeah, if they could have. But Rodgers, hey, listen, I would invite him to my Christmas party, but I'm going to tell you what. I think he has excitement. I think they're going to get into the playoffs. I look for them to get to the divisional championship.
The divisional championship, as in when there's only eight teams left or when there's only four teams left, and if they win the next game, they go to...
Four teams.
Oh, my God. So you think Tomlin's a good coach then?
No, I think Rodgers is a good quarterback.
But think about how good he has to be to overcome Tomlin's incompetence.
Hey, you're not going to get me to disagree too much with about Tomlin. I think he's overrated. I think he's a good average coach, but you're not going to get me to argue.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Wasn't really getting you to argue. I'm just saying there's a lot of that hypocrisy where people say the Steelers are going to do big things this year with Aaron Rodgers, but then they have to concede that they think the coach isn't good at his job. 412-928-9370. Are you coming around Aaron Rodgers, and do you have any other comments on bees?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Bees.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 41, so body feels different than it did at 25, but I feel better. I feel good last year. You know, I worked really hard. It was a tough couple years, getting hurt and then rehabbing for a year to get back, but I feel good.
That is one thing about Aaron Rodgers we didn't get to last week, because obviously our world was spinning with Oakmont and with him showing up and TJ Watt's holdout. There was just a ton going on. Now, he said that his Achilles was fine last year in New York, which is one thing a lot of his defenders and apologists have said. Well, he needs 2 years. I think Rodgers, is such a maniac about his public perception. He feels like that comment maybe portrays him as someone who didn't take his rehab seriously. He's a prickly guy. And he got in that scrum with reporters here for the first time. Like, he even called out a couple reporters who he thought asked unfair questions. Now, I didn't think they did, but his guard is definitely up because I think of the way he gets covered by the media, and so he brings a lot of it on himself though. So my thing has always been, and I feel this way about myself, if you're going to give it out, you got to be able to take it. If you're going to criticize people, you got to be able to take it back. So that's how I feel. When people call in and disagree with me, I might get into an impassioned debate and yell at them or call them names, but I'm also going to let you do the same thing to me. Within reason. So I think the Steelers media has been very, very kind to Aaron Rodgers so far, and they should be. He hasn't done anything really wrong yet. We'll see what happens when he starts to slide a little bit and not play well, what happens. I thought that what I thought was off about the way Russell Wilson was covered by those around the team, they depicted a situation where everybody got along swimmingly. Russell Wilson loves Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith loves Russell Wilson. Mike Tomlin is so happy that he is. Smith is his offensive coordinator, and Wilson as his quarterback. And literally as soon as the season ended, it was actually, we were wrong. We lied to you guys. They couldn't stand each other, and Arthur Smith couldn't wait to divorce himself from Russell Wilson. Well, where was that when the season was happening? 412-928-9370. Getting your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers. And are you coming around on him as Steelers quarterback? Brooke Pryor, who covers the Steelers, said he brings a different energy. Russell Wilson brought fake energy, artificial energy. Russell Wilson, or Aaron Rodgers, is just himself, love him or hate him, which really is the way Ben was in his career. 412-928-9370. Here is Isaac. Hello, Isaac.
Hello.
Hi, Isaac.
Hi.
Hi.
I think Aaron Rodgers is not going to be good in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Is he going to get benched midseason?
No.
Is Mason Rudolph better than him?
No.
Is Justin Fields better than him?
No.
Is Lamar Jackson better than him?
Maybe.
Is Joe Burrow better than him?
No.
Aaron Rodgers is better than Joe Burrow?
No.
Oh, well, you said no the first time, so it confused me a little bit. But thank you for playing that game with me, Isaac, and call back anytime. Here is Dylan next. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, Pony. That last caller, good entertainment. Anyways, couple points here. I've got no issue with the pay and the way that he came out with the news, to your point.
Yeah.
I think that was very respectful of him. My second point is, and I've said this multiple times over the last year, number one, letting Justin Fields walk was a full-blown big mistake.
Wow.
But number two, Pony, what's the ceiling with Aaron Rodgers? 10, 11 games, and then you just make your move next year and draft a quarterback? Is that the plan?
I don't like that plan. That's one of the reasons why I've been outspoken about it, too. I think, at best, they're a team that loses in the first round of the playoffs again.
Yeah, I just don't understand the plan. What's the ceiling, Pony? Like, are we going to go out there and win 9, 10 games? And then you're going to get blown out of the water by Cincinnati. I don't care if me and you are playing defense for Cincinnati. They're going to beat Pittsburgh.
I think the Bengals are a better team, too.
I'm just failing to understand the ceiling and the plan.
Let's go back to the Fields thing. Why do you feel like it was a full-blown mistake, as you put it?
I think he went 4-2.
Yep.
He would have been in his second year in that offense. Bring in DK Metcalf. I don't want to go too far off the railing here, but we need offensive weapons. Letting go of Pickens at that time wasn't my favorite move.
Yep.
I think Justin Fields in a second year offense, bring in some weapons, and you've got your guy for the future. I mean,
well, I don't agree with that. I don't think you have your guy for the future, but you're gonna see if he's gonna be that guy or not. You're gonna let him sink or swim. And the way that Jets deal is structured, you could have given him that contract and gotten out of it. Now, at the time, I can't lie to you. When we were sitting here and he signed with the Jets, I didn't think it was a huge loss for the Steelers. I didn't agree with Tomlin benching Fields, but I don't believe that Fields is going to develop into a good quarterback. If there's a gun to my head, though, and I have to pick one, would I rather see if Fields can do it here or watch Aaron Rodgers, I would go with Fields. But I didn't feel like Fields was a great option by any stretch, especially when the price tag went up on him. Here is Steve in Murraysville. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Pony, what's going on?
Hey, bro.
Hey, I did have to, I guess we got to agree to disagree about the Open. I mean, I agree with you that it wasn't the most interesting Open of all time. But
it was actually the third most interesting major of this year so far.
Yeah, I guess I agree with you on that as well. We might be biased just because we're Pittsburghers. But,
yes, you hit on it. You nailed it. You just said
one of the most overrated golfers in the world, to be honest with you.
Really?
I think he is. I mean, I
believe he's one of six guys to complete the career Grand Slam.
Yeah, but still, what else has he won after that? He always...
I don't know. I think when you say there's only a half dozen guys that have done something, you really don't have to say anything after that. That's like saying only six guys have won three MVPs in a sport or something like that. Like, I don't really know that you need to have more to your... You don't have to have more to your career after a statement like that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right in a way, but still, I just don't like Rory as is, but... You have to kind of agree. It was kind of intense at the end there with you got David versus Goliath. Goliath being the Oakmont Country Club against pretty much all of the field, which was great to see these great players just be humbled by the course and the conditions of the course.
Steve. I think that's a really inside golf take, and I think that's a really like Pittsburgh proud take. Which look, if that's at the end of the day, if that's why people don't want to hear this U.S. Open besmirched or criticized at all, I get that. But what I'm going to push back on is this idea that we just had this, like, remember for the rest of your life tournament here. We did not. Turn on ESPN this morning. No one's talking about the U.S. Open. If Scheffler had won or barely lost... If Rory had won or barely lost, if DeChambeau had won or barely lost, if somebody that was looked at as a future star in golf had won, it would have been talked about. This is, I'll use this phrase again. This is going to be a very forgettable tournament. Unless you're a diehard golfer and like you hang on every one of Brandel Chamblee's words, or you're here and you went to the tournament, it's not going to resonate at all. In the bigger picture of golf. 412-928-9370. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, southhillskia.net. I think Rory Mac, what do you say, one of the most overrated golfers of all time? Jeez. That's like when Malzi rips Roethlisberger. It's like, just come out and say you don't like the person. Instead of insulting our intelligence here and saying, I don't think he's a all-time great. What are you, nuts? I guess you can be an all-time great and still be overrated. So maybe I need to not rip the guy so much, Steve. Thanks, Steve. Call back again sometime. All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is a PM Team weekend review. Obviously, we have the U.S. Open for the 10th time here, which is really cool. And listeners have gotten upset that I am telling the truth about this U.S. Open, that I had an uplifting story, a tremendous putt at the end, a dramatic finish, but really was not a great tournament and will not be remembered as a great tournament in the history of golf, in the history of U.S. Opens, and not even in the history of U.S. Opens at Oakmont. And people have gotten really upset at me for that. Most of the calls, shockingly, have come from richer, more well-off areas like Mount Lebanon is out to get me today. And when Mount Lebanon's mad, they go at you and say things about you on the text line and social media that you really don't get other places. Like one person who's angry at me was asking about my 401k, you know? Was insulting the size of my 401k. Another one said, you don't have a wealth management guy. Like, oh, man. Damn. Another one said, let's compare W-2s. That's what happens when you get the Mount Lebo crowd. All of Crowley's fake friends worked up. They go right to the I make more money than you, Will. Okay. You probably do. Congratulations on all your success. And speaking of that, how about Callis? Big pop for the radio station that when the U.S. Open signs on the air Sunday, they have this great open that shows iconic moments from U.S. Opens at Oakmont, while also talking about the steel industry and the backbone of what has made Pittsburgh an iconic city in the world. And so, the first voice you heard belonged to Harry Callis. I have the clip here, Dom, so pull this down a little bit and let me turn this up. This was Callis on NBC.
Good morning. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
Let me tell you a little bit about where I grew up. Because the world might have changed a lot over the years, but the DNA of Western Pennsylvania really hasn't.
So it was Michael Keaton, who NBC hired to talk about Pittsburgh and what Pittsburgh should mean to the world of sports and just the world, period. And they thought the best way to get that started was by showing a portrayal of a steel worker driving to the plant in the morning, listening to Callis. I have a theory on this. I don't think that this is something that was just done on the up and up. I think that Callis recorded that for them. I think Callis got an email from NBC and they asked for a clip that said, hey, can you have one of the guys on the morning show when he introduced a segment and said the station name? Can you send that back to us? We'd like to use it on the U.S. Open broadcast. And he said, sure. And then he just recorded that and sent it to NBC. Because when else does he say your hometown talk station. He barely, like, remembers the phone number to call in the morning. He's so discombobulated and disheveled.
See, this is a fascinating point by you, because that was one of the first things I thought was he gave the full title of the station.
He gave a formal intro, like a sports radio, 93.7 The Fan, your hometown sports talk station. No human on this radio station talks like that.
I remember when the whole Aaron Rodgers news broke, the NFL reached out to us and said, hey, can you give us clips of callers?
Yeah.
And Craig asked me to, you know, find clips and send it to him, and I sent it straight to the NFL. So if the same thing happened
here... I think the same thing happened, and he just did not get the memo to the morning guys. He so recorded it.
You think he manufactured it?
So he could be used on the air, yeah. And he should not, and I love Harry, but he should not be the face of the radio station. Why do I say that? Listen to this.
This Hopewell High School star's decorated career included a Heisman Trophy, college national championship, Super Bowl title, and enshrinement in both the College and Pro Football Hall of Fames. Who is he?
Shady McCoy.
Incorrect.
That's the voice people heard. A guy who didn't know Tony Dorsett played at Hopewell, played at Pitt, won a Heisman Trophy, and then went on to win a Super Bowl. That's the person who now, if anybody was like, oh, I wonder what that station that they played during the U.S. Open, I wonder what that sports talk station is all about. That's what they would find. That a guy who thought Michael Jordan went to Duke is the voice they heard. A guy who didn't know Penn State was in the Big Ten, but worse yet, Dom, didn't know the Big Ten was a conference. Didn't even know there was a college sports league called the Big Ten.
And people across the country are probably like, oh, this guy has to be a big deal at the station if his voice is being used.
So I hope that people don't do their research, because they're going to be disappointed that that's one of the... Man, how could they employ someone who's that uneducated and that ignorant when it comes to the history of Pittsburgh sports? So that's my conspiracy theory. I think he recorded that for NBC.
And if that's true, I got to be honest. I think you and Crowley and Joe and all the hosts...
Well, hold on a second, Hold on a second, though. I don't think that it's... See, this... Don't throw me into this war. They should be... Crowley and Doran should be upset. Because the whole point of that is guys driving to work in the morning to start his day. So I'm not supposed to be on the air then. It's those two guys. Those... one Crowley's voice, because he's the person that does the ins and outs on that show. Callis stole from Crowley. 100% is what happened there.
And I think Crowley should be upset about that.
I think if we subpoenaed and did discovery on Callis's email, we'd see a paper trail of him sending that clip to NBC.
And I think Crowley...
I really believe that.
And I think Crowley should demand to see the email.
I think you're right.
I mean, Pony, this was on NBC. This is a national audience. Millions of people. Yep. Mike Tirico heard this and is probably like, oh, maybe this is like an up-and-coming broadcaster in Pittsburgh.
And he heard him say, hello.
He didn't know the Big Ten was a conference? I didn't know that.
He did not know the Big Ten was a thing. And he did think Michael Jordan went to Duke.
Yeah, I didn't know that one either.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a PM Team Weekend review. A lot of things on the table here. U.S. Open discussion. Are you coming around Aaron Rodgers? And coming up next, I want to play for you what the Steelers quarterbacks coach said about Will Howard. Because I want to know what your expectations are for him. It's interesting going back and looking back on what national championship winning quarterbacks did in the pros. One of the biggest, most complimentary things I've heard about Will Howard has been he played great in big games. He won a national championship. Well, what does that get you in the NFL? You might be surprised with the answer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.